News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. Helene may make landfall on Florida's Gulf Coast as a powerful Category 4. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis.
In some areas, it's not a matter of whether we're going to get effects. It's just a question of how significant those effects will be.
Frankie Johnson and her family packed up their things in Horseshoe Beach up the coast from Tampa, escaping from their third hurricane in 13 months and the second major one to hit that
area.
There's
a lot of people that's trying to rebuild that hasn't gotten rebuilt yet, and, you know, here they go again.
CBS's Manuel Bajorquez is at a Tampa hospital.
The hospital is on an island, and with 5 to 8 feet of storm surge expected in this area, keeping it open and operating during Helene is critical.
So we cannot evacuate. Our patients are too critical to move, and there aren't any other hospitals that are critical enough to take care of them. So it's actually safer to have them here with the care they need. Don't risk transport.
Already in St. Petersburg, some of the most vulnerable residents are being evacuated from flood-prone areas.
New York City Mayor Eric Adams has been indicted following a federal investigation, sources tell CBS News. Let's bring in our Matt Piper.
This makes Eric Adams the first sitting mayor in New York City history to be indicted. Now, the indictment remains sealed, so it's unclear exactly what charges Adams is facing. This move comes on the heels of several investigations involving the mayor and members of his administration.
Adams called the unspecified charges false. A suspect is in custody after police say he set off an improvised explosive device in the lobby of a Santa Maria, California courthouse. Santa Barbara County Undersheriff Craig Bonner says
the initial report included that a single individual entered the facility and threw a bag at the screening station. That bag exploded.
Five people were injured. Former Houston police officer Gerald Goines has been convicted of murder in the 2019 deaths of a couple during a drug raid at their home. Prosecutors said Goines lied to get a search warrant that falsely portrayed them as dangerous drug dealers. Assistant DA Keaton Ford.
Being entrusted to protect our community as a police officer does not give you license to violate someone and their rights simply because you think they deal drugs.
At the United Nations, Secretary General Antonio Guterres is calling for a ceasefire at the Israel-Lebanon border.
I implore the Council to work its lockstep to help put out this fire.
The United States, France, and several allies are calling for an immediate 21-day ceasefire across that border. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine.
Not fun.
Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all of that. We find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F-word. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/radio to try ZipRecruiter for free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio.
Mira, Jorge, let's bring the nail gun over here.
Jose stands tall atop his sustainable flooring company.
Totally. It's renewable and moisture resistant, but we have several green options too. Or we got some beautiful reclaimed oak.
By his success, he needs to hire more installers.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Put our matching platform to work so you can spend less time searching and more time connecting with talented candidates. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Many high school students apparently don't see college as crucial as it has been traditionally considered, as CBS's Allison Keyes tells us.
The survey finds that high school students, both in the U.S. and globally, are having second thoughts about going to college. EAB's Yolanda Coleman warns there could be consequences for students who don't choose higher education.
There are far-reaching implications for students who may choose to forego a college degree over the course of their lifetime earnings when they are full-time employees.
Coleman says only 13% of counselors at private high schools say their students are rethinking college plans. Allison Keyes, CBS News.
Washington Governor Jay Inslee says the state's first-in-the-nation abortion pill stockpile is insurance against future attempts to ban abortion nationwide. The governor ordered the state's Department of Corrections to use its pharmacy license to purchase 30,000 doses of the abortion drug mifepristone. Michael Toscano, CBS News.
WRJN weather,
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. A mostly clear sky, a light west breeze in the overnight, and by daybreak, temperatures in the mid-50s. On Thursday, tons of sunshine, light east winds, highs in the lower 70s. A few more clouds on Friday, but once again, temperatures in the lower 70s. It's 57 at our studios.
Memorial Park to pristine North Beach. Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
I'm tired and you have you're no farmers and the crews that serve them are up early, and so is Pam Yonke, the fabulous farm babe, has all the statewide agricultural news starting at 5 a.m. weekdays with updates throughout the day. Until then, we keep going with more Timeless Hits next on WRJN.
Your home for local news for 97 years. Now, Timeless Hits 2 and all of your favorite sports. Now that the Packers are back, we've got every game covered right through the playoffs. Follow the Brewers in their push to the postseason. We carry Badgers and local high school sports, too. And when it comes to recaps and reviews, Mike Clemens reports on all the games hourly, every weekday. Brought to you by Pottawatomie Hotel and Casino. Local news, Timeless Hits, and all the big league sports on WRJN.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Freezing your credit sounds drastic, but it's not. In fact, freezing your credit is one of the best ways you can protect yourself from identity theft. Freezing your credit doesn't stop your credit score from going up or down. It's just a way to make sure that nobody can open an account in your name, not even you, without removing your freeze first. So to freeze your credit, you just contact each of the three major credit bureaus and you request a credit freeze. To search up the term credit freeze, and you'll find the phone numbers and websites where you can get it all done. And don't worry, you can always unfreeze your credit when you need to apply for new credit, like a loan or something, by contacting each bureau again. For more money tips, check out workmoney.org or text money, M-O-N-E-Y, to 88285. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying take good care.
Bringing a house of pain.
Backside pressure, down he goes. Inside the 30-yard line.
To a game day near you.
Picked off by Wisconsin, and the Badgers win it.
That's how you create a program. That's how you create a team.
Join us Saturday. It's the Big Ten opener in SoCal against USC. Our coverage begins at 12:30 on your home for Wisconsin football.
Here on 99.9 FM, 1400 AM, WRJN.
Are you ready to start a meaningful career in healthcare? Are you looking for a job that fits your work-life balance? Become a certified direct care professional today and make life better for older adults or people with a disability. WISC Caregiver Careers makes it easy with free online training plus earn a $500 bonus. See your name on Wisconsin's Certified Direct Care Registry. Sign up today at WISCCaregiverCDCP.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Bushy blonde hair, serving USA.
dancing. Everybody's gonna surf, surfing USA.
Just an old-fashioned love song playing on the radio, and wrapped around the music is the sound of someone promising they'll never go. You swear you've heard it before as it slowly rambles on. No need in bringing them back, cause they're never really gone.
Just an old song, one I'm sure they wrote for you and me. Just an old-fashioned love song, coming down in three-part harmony.
To weave our dreams upon and listen to each evening when the lights are low. To underscore our love affair with tenderness and feelings that we've come to know.
WRJN refreshes hometown radio with our local news and timeless hits. We heard you when you asked for the oldies to come back, and we know how important local news and features are to you, too. So we're doing what you asked for. Brewers, Packers, Badgers, Bucks, and high school sports, along with a renewed commitment to local news and timeless hits.
WRJN.
Mrs. Brown, you've got a lovely daughter. Girls as sharp as her are something rare.